So we're talking with Larissa Borglum, who is one of, I believe, 11 individuals who were arrested for participating in the Extinction Rebellion protest a couple weeks ago at the State Controller's Office. Larissa, what motivated you to take action on climate?
Well, originally I attended a legal protest at the state capitol during the State of the State, trying to persuade Governor Cuomo to officially put an end to fracking in New York State, or at least make the ban permanent. And somebody was handing out flyers for Extinction Rebellion, and I learned more about the organization. And as a young person, I have to live with the consequences of what the mostly older people in power have done. And I'm genuinely scared for the future. And I really believe that I need to do everything I can do. I just feel compelled to do it to save the world. I think it's the most important thing I can possibly do.
Now, I understand that you're a student at SUNY Albany and you getting a master's degree in social work. You know, how do you see social work, relating to sort of climate change activism?
I think climate change activism is the most important social work I can do because, for example, rates of depression in the developed world have been going way up lately, and that has been partially connected to the environmental crisis. It's hard not to feel hopeless and depressed when you feel like you don't have a future. And also, on an environmental justice level, climate change tends to affect marginalized people the most, indigenous people, poor people, homeless people. The people who are already the most vulnerable are the ones who are going to be the most impacted, are already the most impacted.
Now, you mentioned you participated in a climate protest at the governor's State of the State address. What made you decide to move up to the point of doing civil disobedience?
I was inspired partially by past social movements, particularly the civil rights movement, because as nice as it is to go to legal protests, which I have done 3 times, I felt like I needed to cause more disruption. Like, it's one thing to make your voice heard, but I think that intentionally getting arrested makes much more of a statement. It forces people to pay attention. It disrupts the whole system.
Now, certainly young people in the last couple of years have really started to provide some real leadership on climate change. You know, partly, I believe, out of the realization that older people like myself may not be leaving younger people much of a world to survive upon. But, you know, what are younger people thinking about these days when it comes to the climate?
There's a lot of hopelessness. There's a lot of fear. Because even within my lifetime, I'm 23 years old, I have observed that weather has been getting more extreme. We've been having worse hurricanes. We've been having more blizzards, all kinds of more extreme weather. And I know that climate change tends to accelerate. And looking at the rate at which the polar ice caps are melting, it's just terrifying to even think about where we might be in 5 years or 10 years.
So at the protest at the State Controller's Office, what was that like?
It was a pretty beautiful event. There was a lot of chanting, a lot of singing, and it was very peaceful, but also very eerie, because we had a group called the Red Brigade come in from New York City, and they staged a mourning of sorts. We had some people from our group pretending to be dead, staging a die-in, and the people from the Red Brigade were dressed all in red, and they were not speaking, but they were miming, mourning the dead people. And we were all singing in a very spooky kind of way, and it was pretty surreal, and I think it really got the effect that we were going for.
Now, you know, what would you say to some of the people who either deny that climate change is a serious problem or say, oh, you guys calling for 100% by 2025, that's just unrealistic. Yes, we should move to renewable energy, but we should need to do it in a more thoughtful, planned out way. And, you know, this is a lot of, the sky is falling.
I think people who deny the reality of climate change, either they don't want to accept the truth or they've been duped by fossil fuel companies. There's been a very carefully orchestrated campaign for decades by people who profit from fossil fuels to deny that they are the problem. And it may seem radical to make these kinds of changes within 2, 5, 10 years, but we're talking about the end of the world here. What I really think is radical, what I really think is unreasonable, is expecting us to continue the way we have been going, because we've been stealing from the future, and we're getting to the point where we can't do that anymore.
Now, one of the things that surprised, I guess, to you and to a number of other people is that after your arrest, the City of Albany Police Department communicated out to the State University, and they actually required you to go through a hearing about, you know, your activities. What do you think about that whole university process?
So I got an email in my university email saying that I had engaged in conduct that violated the student code of conduct, and I was a little confused at first, because first of all, I didn't know about the connection between the university and the Albany police. But I did think it was kind of strange. I guess it didn't even occur to me that that might happen, partially because even though I broke the law, I didn't feel like I did anything bad. I feel like I didn't do anything deserving of punishment.
So where do you go from here in terms of your climate activism or even just, social justice, environmental work?
Well, the court decided that as long as I don't get arrested again for 6 months, they're basically going to drop the charges and forget it ever happened. I am planning on doing it again at some point after 6 months. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep saying what I need to say. And I think it's unfortunate that the university responded the way they do. Like, they treat all violations the same way, regardless of why. And I got the impression that they don't deal with a lot of students doing civil disobedience, which is kind of unfortunate. Like, I would like to think that more people my age are getting involved in activism. But I made my case, and I said to the dean that I find it kind of strange that I'm being treated on the same level as a student who, like, threw a rowdy house party or drove while intoxicated or something like that, because I got arrested very deliberately for a specific purpose. And when we look back on other social movements like the Indian Independence Movement and the Civil Rights Movement, lots of people got arrested intentionally. And we recognize now that that was the right thing to do, but at the time, people usually didn't think that way. And I think hindsight is very much 20/20. And I think it's a bit of an overreach on the university's part, but I also understand that they have to comply with the police. And I think that the dean sympathized a lot with what I was doing, but he had to do his job. I got the same feeling from one of the police officers that we spoke to. He very much seemed to be on our side, and he seemed like he was just kind of going through the motions, but he was like, good luck, guys. Good work.
We have about a minute left. We've been talking with Larissa Borglum. So if a young person or, you know, a community person is listening to the show, you know, do you have any suggestions about how they can educate themselves about climate change and the need for action?
Extinction Rebellion is always having events. I would say get connected with them on social media. That's how I've gotten most of my information, through Instagram and Facebook. There are events going on usually a couple of times per month for education, for training, for protests, and the occasional protest. And you don't have to get arrested. That's just part of it. There are other ways that you can help. You can make banners. You can take part in protests and not get arrested. You can leave when you're told to leave, for example. There are a lot of things that you can do. And we just need that magic 3.5% of people to get involved to create a real change. So I invite everyone who cares about the future of this planet to get involved, whatever way they can.
Thank you, Larissa. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.